Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jenny. May I have your zip code to assist you, please?
30542.
Thank you. 1 minute for me, please. It's taking a minute for the information to come up. Thank you.
Is this Smart Gadget?
So we're the third-party call center that handle those companies. There's 200 of them. And so we take your first and last name, your zip code, and find the company that charged you, and then you tell us what you want us to do with the charge, okay?
All right.
With the account. 1 minute for me, please. What is your first and last name, please?
Greg Kazarowski.
Thank you, sir. .30542, correct?
Yes.
Thank you. Spell that last name, please, sir.
KACZOROWSKI.
Thank you. And it's, what's the first name, please?
Gregory.
Thank you. I do see an order with that name. Would you let me know the address, please, for security?
7227 Coral Lake Drive, Flowery Branch, Georgia, 30542.
Thank you, sir. I'm waiting for your information to show up. Thank you, sir. I do see an order here, Mr. Greg, for the $5.74 shipping and handling for the tactical bag that was shipped to you October 20th. How may I help you, please?
Okay. I also have recurring charges of $67.32 twice.
I do see this, sir. You have a bundle. This account has several items on it, Mr. Greg. For the online discount store is one of the memberships that occur monthly for $67.32, and you receive a $125 voucher to use on this account.
Okay. I don't want a membership. I didn't ask for any recurring charges, and I don't need a membership. And the bag isn't worth the money charged.
Yes, sir. I do see that. So the bag has nothing to do with this. This is the membership only.
And I don't want a membership. I didn't ask for a member. I didn't ask for a membership.
So that would be canceled.
No words did I see that I was. Hang on. One of us at a time, please.
Yes, sir.
No words did I see anything about a membership or a recurring charge.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. Yeah, that's the terms and conditions on the type of offer this is.
Never saw it.
Mr. Greg, what would you like me to do right now with this account?
Refund me to $67.32 twice and cancel everything else.
Okay. Thank you for your patience. 1 minute, please. So I do see that the order is the company is willing to give back 35% of that money, giving you $23.56.
No, 100%.
I'm engaging with them. They've gone to 50% for $33.66. They consider this a valid charge.
No, 100%.
the highest they've gone to is the 50% for 6732.
No, 100%.
And that's all they've said they will do, sir.
Well, here's what I said, 100%, and stop any more charges. I've also canceled the card. So, 100%. I didn't ask for a membership or anything. I bought a bag, and the bag isn't worth the money charged.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the bag is a free gift, sir. It doesn't have anything to do with the membership.
Okay, fine. It doesn't have anything to do with the membership. I didn't ask for the membership. I don't want the membership. I need a 100% refund of $67.32 twice.
Yes, sir. Thank you for your patience. I am working out what I can with your account, sir. So I will have to, Mr. Greg, send you to the supervisor for the other amount. I have the authority. I have the authority for one. Thus far, the company is saying that they're giving you 50% of the refund. You have requested for the whole amount.
What next?
So it's, again, I repeat, it is $33.66, and then to transfer you to the other agent.
Okay, transfer me.
And the $33.66 is to be back on your account between 3 and 5 business days.
Transfer me to the other agent, please.
Yeah, 1 minute for me, please. I'm still dealing with this right here. Thank you for a minute. Thank you for your patience, sir. Trying to get the most for you and to notate your account.
I'm right here waiting.
Yes, sir. I'm still here. Thank you. It gets quiet, so I want to make sure you know I'm here.
Okay.
Oh, boy. I have a little bit of a delay here. I need your patience, truly. Thank you for your patience here.
I'm trying to be patient as I can.
Yeah, I truly am tending to your account to make sure that there's no future charges and to be able to refund you on my side and transfer you. That's what I'm working out, okay?
I'm here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, sir, you've canceled your card. Do you have an official card? Do you have a dispute open with the bank, or are you just calling the company for this refund?
I have a dispute with the bank.
So you have an open dispute already with the bank, sir?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So just to let you know, sir, the company was inquiring that of me at this moment because they were working out the refund with you. But if you put it in the hands of the bank, then the company requires that the bank representative call either with you on the phone or on your behalf to say that they will drop the dispute and the company is happy to give all refunds to you that you request. So the company's interest is to not have an open dispute and for you to get your refund. So your next step would be to have a representative call in with you or on your behalf.
And which number shall I call?
Whatever number you called initially as to how we're able to have gotten back in touch with you.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Greg, thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, sir. Bye-bye.